European Publishing Congress 2025, Key Insights from Vienna. The European Publishing Congress in Vienna brought together media leaders to address the industry's most pressing challenges, with AI transformation and sustainable business models dominating the discussions. The AI Revolution and Democratic Responsibility. Julia Becker from Funke Media Group delivered a powerful keynote emphasizing that uncontrolled AI poses existential threats to democracy. She argued that AI's potential for manipulation through deepfakes and automated propaganda could undermine public trust in journalism. However, Becker also highlighted AI's positive potential, particularly in medicine and journalism efficiency. Her most striking call was for social media bans for children under 16, drawing parallels to Australia's pioneering legislation. "Media literacy is democracy literacy," she declared, positioning journalists as guardians of truth in an AI-dominated landscape. Newsletter revolution and local innovation. Ulrika Langer showcased how US publishers are successfully monetizing newsletters through premium strategies rather than volume approaches. Axios demonstrates this with expensive niche newsletters targeting specific industries, while Morning Brew has built multimedia ecosystems around their content. The key insight: create scarcity and focus on value-based metrics rather than vanity metrics like open rates. AI-powered efficiency in publishing. Several speakers demonstrated practical AI implementations. Chris Guse from Bose Park Productions showed how AI can accelerate audio production from text to finished podcast in real time. The Rheinische Post's Martina Stöcker revealed their automated page production system reduced layout time from 45 minutes to 15 minutes per page, with zero reader complaints about the changes. Community-first strategy. Drive Initiative's Meinolf Ellers and Cordula Schmitz presented a compelling vision for local journalism's renaissance. They argue that social media fatigue among young people creates opportunities for local community building. The Hamburg Abendblatt is pioneering this approach by transforming from a traditional newspaper into a community platform, emphasizing membership over mere subscription models. 5 critical success factors. First, quality over quantity emerged as paramount. The FAZ's Holger Windolf demonstrated how their Sunday edition generates 30% of new subscribers despite publishing only once weekly, proving that excellent content drives conversions better than volume. Second, direct customer relationships are essential. Zeit's Christian Röpke showed how podcast subscriptions opened entirely new audience segments, with 80% of podcast subscribers being completely new to their database. Third, AI as enhancement, not replacement, was a recurring theme. Multiple speakers emphasized using AI to handle routine tasks while freeing journalists for higher value work like investigation and community engagement. Fourth, local focus with digital scale provides competitive advantages. Marcus Nahl's 1,000-article experiment for German municipal election coverage showed how AI can enable comprehensive local coverage previously impossible due to cost constraints. Fifth, transformation urgency cannot be ignored. Lutz Schumacher warned that rising distribution costs and demographic shifts in print readership create an immediate crisis requiring bold action rather than gradual change. The Congress revealed an industry at an inflection point where traditional business models face extinction, but new opportunities emerge through AI, community focus, and innovative subscriber strategies. Success requires embracing both technological advancement and fundamental relationship building with audiences. Thank you very much for your participation and the very interesting exchange. See you again next year at the European Publishing Congress in Vienna.